Hey everybody, Randy Mahoney here. This month on the Work With Purpose podcast, we are back with season four, and a new season means that we got a little bit of a new format for you to help bring some new things your way as a listener trying to work with purpose on your career journey. This month, we're talking about the value of a clear career goal, but we've also got one snippet from this month's career news. You don't want to miss it. Stick around. The Work With Purpose podcast starts right now.
Welcome to the Work With Purpose podcast, the show that gives you advice, education, and encouragement for your career journey. And now, here's your host, Randy Mahoney Jr.
Hey everybody, Randy Mahoney here. You're listening to the Work With Purpose podcast, the seasonal career podcast that's designed to give you advice, education, and encouragement to meet you where you are on your career journey. If you're new to our show, we are starting our fourth season with this month's episode when you're listening to this. And so with our fourth season, we're kind of shifting things up a little bit. In the past, we've had our episodes come on the first Friday of the month. Starting with this season, in season four, you can look for our episodes on the fourth Friday of the month. That's the fourth Friday of the month during the time that we're in seasons. We try to get our episodes to maybe 20 to 30 minutes. They may be a little bit longer than that, maybe not shorter than 20 minutes, because really, when we have our episodes for you guys, when we bring these out each month, we want to make sure that, you know, if something is running a little bit too long or something is a little bit, you know, maybe not serving you as well as a listener, as a viewer, if you're watching us on the YouTube version of our podcast, we're willing to cut it out and maybe bring it back to you later in a best of episode or something like that. So with this month's episode, we're going to cover a lot of different ground today. Coming up later in the back half of our episode, we're going to talk a bit more about the value of a clear career goal. I started to talk through that in a previous season, but we'll come back and refresh that a little bit. But first up for this episode, a segment that I'm really excited to bring to you is this month's career news. So let's get started with that. Okay, so this month for career news, this is something I wanted to bring to you as a listener and give you some more current career information that I think is practical and helpful and really will meet you right where you are to help you work as your best self in the best possible way, you being aware of what your top skills, your top abilities are, and using those abilities to serve others well in the work that you do. That's what we mean when we say work with purpose. So this month's career news, I want to say too that as we get into this, any links that I talk about, things I mentioned, you can find that in the show notes for this episode at our website, wwpcast.com. That's wwpcast.com. All right, so this month for career news, we got an article. It comes from the daily.com website, and they're talking about job seeker's experience with the job board system, Indeed.com. Now, if you've been on the job hunt for any length of time, maybe in the last couple of years, you probably are aware of Indeed. If you've got a smartphone in your pocket walking around, you probably have the Indeed app on your phone. And I'll even share in my experience as a career coach, teaching and guiding folks in many different stages of their careers since about 2017, the last 6 or 7 years or so. I've personally used Indeed. I reviewed resources from the folks at Indeed. Definitely, I like their site for some reasons, but I wanted to bring this article to you from the Daily Dot just to say that, you know, not all of those websites out there are perfect. Me sharing this with you, I'm giving you my educated opinion to try to serve and help you. I'm not affiliated, not compensated by Indeed or the Daily Dot from sharing this, but I wanted to share you with this insight. So enough of that little preface. Let's get into the article here. So I'm giving you some highlights. If you want the full article to look at this for yourself, again, visit wwpcast.com. You can get our show notes for this episode and take a look at it there. So with this article for this month's career news, talking about one job seeker's experience with Indeed, actually the negative side of Indeed. One person, her name is Kiki. She used Indeed, and what she found were scam job postings. Now, Indeed, you know, usually I'll say in my experience, they do a great job of filtering out scam job postings. And things like that. But in the article, they mentioned that this person, Kiki, she made a TikTok video, got millions of views saying, hey, be careful on Indeed to job seekers. And she talks about a little bit of her experience. She said that she used Indeed to find what she found out was a scam company called Task Hustle. And she said that in her experience, she was applying and everything. And then the tables kind of turned, so to speak, when she was working on the job application. Then after she applied, she heard back from the employer, and the employer moved her communication off of the Indeed website. That's a red flag. Moved off of the Indeed website and into another private messaging app. That type of thing is really common with scam job postings. They'll move communication to maybe a more private or a seemingly secure job platform. But all that to say, to kind of wrap this up here, even after she was applying and sending those messages to this scam company who was trying to rip her off, basically, she ended up not moving forward with that when the scam job seeker asked her for more personal information, and then also sent her guidance to set up a totally different bank account with Bitcoin and things like that. So a lot of sketchy things. That's a big 30,000 foot view. This job seeker's experience, from what I'm reading here, thankfully she didn't give them the personal information, bank account numbers and stuff like that. But she found a scam job on Indeed.com and wanted to make a video to say, hey, just be careful. Keep your wits about you when you're on Indeed.com, because you don't want to get set up for a scam job and things like that. Now, why did I want to bring this piece of career news with you? I wanted to bring this in front of you just to kind of say, hey, here's a real life example of people who are using very popular, and I would say for the most part, very usable job search resources to let you know that not all of the resources that are on the web today are foolproof. Because as we saw from this example, scam people with ill intent, they make job postings to try to rip people off of their hard-earned money, of their personal information, to do identity theft or whatever, things like that. So as a job seeker, it's wise for you to be really careful, do your due diligence for any job posting that you might read. And a way that I would encourage you way forward from this article is, if you choose to use Indeed, again, I'm not affiliated from Indeed sharing this, wanted to give you this practical information to help you if you're on a job search right now when you're listening to this, or you know somebody who is on a job search, you could share this episode with them, help them along the way. If you're using Indeed.com to search for a job, ways that I would encourage you, as you're scanning through the job posting, what I really like to guide folks to do is, when you have a job posting from Indeed or any other job board website, where the company name is, do a quick Google search on that company just to make sure, hey, does that website actually come up? Does it match for the same company name that you're looking for? When you look at that website, does it have a careers page where you can see the posting there? Things like that. So Indeed's a great place to maybe get started, maybe find possible companies that you might want to work for, maybe get started. If you choose to apply there, that's your choice if you'd like to. But in my experience as a career coach, I usually guide folks to use a site like Indeed as a springboard, where maybe you find a posting of interest to you on Indeed, but then you use that to then go to the actual company website that's managed by them, that's securely watched over by them and their website team to help apply and do your job posting process there. So Indeed is great. A lot of great resources on the web today to help you as a job seeker. But what we see here from this news article is that you got to be careful out there, because there are a lot of scam companies who might want to take your personal information and do bad things with it. So that brings us to the end of our new segment for this month. Hope you found it helpful. And then as we transition next, now I want to talk with you about a really great career resource that we have from this episode. All right, welcome back to the Work With Purpose podcast. This month, we're talking all about the value of having a clear career goal, why that's valuable. But right now, in this segment, we're talking about a freebie career resource for this episode designed to serve you and help you. And this is something new with our fourth season I wanted to put in front of you. With a free resource for this episode for this month, I wanted to tell you about our free job search checklist. It's a free PDF download that you can get. If you want a copy of that, again, it's a free PDF download. You can visit our website at wwpcast.com. It'll give you a way that you can find this episode. And in our show notes, you'll find a direct link where you can get to this resource for our job search checklist. Now, on that job search checklist, it'll walk you through a couple steps. I'll give you a couple of them now, but I want to kind of, you know, keep some of those hidden for the folks who want to get the free download. You want to make sure you get those. The reason I wanted to put a job search checklist for this episode is because, you know, as long as I've been coaching others in their career, wanting to either change careers or, you know, get more clear on what they want to be doing, how they can be aware of their skills and serve others with it. A lot of people don't always, take the what I would say is the right steps in the right order. A lot of people, you know, kind of, you know, meander around a little bit before they, you know, do the other things. And so I wanted to make this checklist to kind of help you assess for yourself, hey, where are you? What steps have you done so far? What steps do you still need to do? And that's what this job search checklist is. So remember, if you want a copy of this checklist, you can get it in the show notes. Just visit our website, wwpcast.com. It'll give you a link where you can get to this episode for sure. So the first step they'll give you for our job search checklist, and we'll talk about this a little bit more in a minute, but the first step is to have a clear career goal in mind. I remember a couple years ago when I had the privilege of teaching in a nonprofit setting, giving career guidance to high school students who had a documented disability. And that's where some of this process started to kind of form, and I started to learn about it so that I could teach about it to other people. But in my experience working with those high school students and their families, I would find that a lot of folks would not really be sure where to start when it came to working after high school was over, or if they wanted to go into more education after high school, they didn't really have a place to start or knew where they wanted to go. So the first step on having a job search, effective job search, is having that clear career goal in mind. So some steps that somebody can help to take with that are, you're doing things like a career test, like a career assessment, to understand, hey, what are your top career themes or your top strengths, just so you can grow in that self-awareness for you. You might consider taking a work values test to learn about, as you consider possible jobs or possible companies, what things are important to you with your work values. You might also consider reviewing more specific job exploration with more web-based resources or other-based resources. You might choose to hire a career coach to come alongside you as you do those different assessments, guide you through those, help debrief those with you so that you can understand those for yourself. And you can use that info to make really informed career decisions. And then the second step, real quick, for after you've got, knowing for yourself, hey, what is my top possible career options? What's my clear career goal or possible jobs I would like to do? That's when you move to that second step of developing a list of companies you would like to reach out to possibly work for. So that's when you're doing things. Maybe you make a list of your top 5 or top 10 companies you want to focus on. After you've made that list of companies who might employ people who are doing the job you'd like to do, or the job that you have the training and experience for, that's when you're doing your company research on those top 5 or top 10. You're looking at different places, you're looking at their social media, their websites, and things like that. And you're really trying to evaluate, if I would want to work for this company or that other company, why would I want to do that? What do I like about them? How do my skills, my abilities match their vision, match their values, things like that. So those are just a couple, the first two steps of the job search checklist. You want to make sure that you get that. If you want your free copy of that, you can get that in the show notes by visiting our website at wwpcast.com. It'll give you a link for how to get to the show notes for this episode. Now we'll move on to just wrapping up a little bit in just a minute, but we're going to talk about the value of a clear career goal. All right, so the value of a clear career goal. It's kind of been a little bit of a theme, at least from the last segment and now into this one. I wanted to refresh this topic with you in this month's episode as we start our fourth season. because I realize it's been a little bit of time since our last season and this one. And, you know, as humans, we forget things if it's not in front of us, if it's not top of mind. So I wanted to bring this topic back up to you and just reiterate, you know, as you're going into a job search, as you're maybe entering into the summer months, as you're listening to this episode, maybe you're taking a vacation. I wouldn't want you, if you're listening to this, I would not want you to feel like you have to take a vacation from just being checked out at your job, or taking a vacation from, all right, I've been at the same place for 15 years. I'm just going to coast along, do the same things that got me here and hope things get better. I don't like my boss, but I'm going to keep doing the same things and hope things, go to a different result. From this episode, I really want you to understand how valuable having that clear career goal is in your life, because as you have that clear career goal, it's going to lead you on a journey of, like I've talked about a couple times so far this episode, of you knowing about who you are, knowing about what your top skills, abilities are, what you're a little bit more about your personality. And then once you have that awareness, how you can take action on that and serve other people with those skills and abilities. Because that's a big reason I call this podcast the Work With Purpose podcast, because you can, because effective work's only one part of your life, and I'm passionate about that, want to help you make wise and informed career decisions. But I'm here to tell you that work is only a segment of your life. And I'm also here to tell you that the work that you do is important, because what you know about yourself, what you know about your skills and abilities, and your intentional decision to serve other people with your skills and abilities, that is going to bleed through, and it does. It bleeds into all of the other areas of your life. How you are with your family, how you are with your children, with your friends, your acquaintances, with your coworkers, with the people who bug you at work, the people who bug you out in public. If you come to those life experiences knowing your skills and abilities, being aware of those, and then making the intentional decision to say, hey, based on those, I'm going to serve that person today, or I'm going to take that extra second to listen or to be empathetic and things like that. All of those things are wrapped up in you making the choice first, as you're listening to this, to make the choice of, hey, I'm going to reassess or double check for myself. Hey, do I have a clear career goal in mind? If I'm going into a job search, do I have a clear career goal in mind, or am I just taking random steps? So in that last little thing there, the couple reasons why a clear career goal is valuable is, number one, it's forcing you to really evaluate yourself and really evaluate, hey, what are your top skills? What are your top abilities? Evaluate, hey, are you in your work? Are you just looking to make a paycheck, or are you intentionally trying to take that decision of, hey, I'm going to know my skills, know my abilities, but then I'm going to be about the choice to serve other people with it, and serve the folks around me in my life, in my family, and in my office, and in my circle, in my life. Number two, and this kind of harkens back to the last segment we talked through about the job search checklist, is that once you have that clear career goal in mind, that sets up a solid foundation for the other steps in your job search process, right? So you're not, you're developing your resume, you're going into, you're targeting companies of interest, and you're doing those other things that ultimately lead you to a better job with more responsibility, or a different environment, or a different career field that you know you wanted to go into. You're doing all those other job search steps from a solid foundation, which is knowing yourself and knowing your top abilities. All right. So again, if you want the show notes for this episode, you can get that at our website by visiting wwpcast.com. And then as we finish up this episode, now let's wrap it up. All right, well, as we wrap up this month's episode talking about the value of a clear career goal, I hope that you found it helpful. Before I walk you through the last part of our episode, I want to reiterate, if you want our free download for this episode, the job search checklist walking you through a couple big picture steps of anyone's job search process, you can get that for free. Visit our website, wwpcast.com. You can find that in the show notes for this episode. If you're watching us on the YouTube version of this show, you can look in the description below the video. You can find those there. But again, I want to say thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I would say if you like this episode, if you like this newer format for our episode, we want to know what you think. We want to hear your insights, how we can improve, be a little bit better in our next couple of episodes. We want to keep improving, keep getting better, keep serving you as a listener and as a viewer for our episodes. So to do that, I want to invite you to fill out our podcast survey. So typically we do this once a year, but our survey is active right now. It's active through the very end of May 2023. If you want to fill out our survey, it's free. You can visit our website, wwpcast.com/survey. Again, that's wwpcast.com/survey. All right. And then as we wrap up this episode, I also want to say to you that if you want to keep the conversation going between when our episode is live and then the weeks between then and our next episode, I want to invite you to first leave a rating or a review for this episode. I ask that just because if you find this episode helpful, if you find our resources helpful, clear, practical, I want to invite you to leave a rating or a review. You know, if you visit our website, wwpcast.com/feedback, wwpcast.com/feedback. If you go there, it'll walk you through how you can leave a rating or a review. We ask for, if it's helpful, give us an honest 5-star review with a comment. We love those. If you go to wwpcast.com/feedback, it'll walk you through how you can leave a rating on your podcast app of choice. Also on that page, it'll give you a chance to, if you want to, you can send us an email with your show ideas or your career questions to maybe be featured in a future episode. All right, and then between now and our next month's episode, you can engage with us on our different social media channels if you want to keep the conversation going. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for the Work with Purpose Community. Again, on Facebook, the Work with Purpose Community. That's where we'll do early, a lot of times between episodes, I'll share updates about what's coming up for the podcast or new things that we're developing here for the podcast or for our other career materials to help serve people work as their best self in the best possible way and be saved from career mistakes. So that's one way you can engage with us. Find us on Facebook, the Work with Purpose Community. And then you can also find us on LinkedIn and just search for the Work with Purpose podcast on LinkedIn. All right. Well, until our next month's episode, I want to say thank you so much for listening to this one. And again, my name is Randy Mahoney Jr. You've been listening to the Work with Purpose podcast. And until our next episode, I want to remind you before you go, you've been made with purpose, so work with purpose. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for joining us on the Work with Purpose podcast. If you'd like the show notes for this episode or want to learn more, visit our website at wwpcast.com. If you found today's episode helpful, be sure to subscribe to our show, rate and review it on iTunes, or share it with a friend on social media. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Work with Purpose podcast.